was a great night. Me too. Yeah. Enchanting. I'm in the car waiting to take Frank to work. He's late again.
I don't want to talk about
Hold
it,
on,
Gloria.
Here he comes.
Go on, then.
And his missus.
Walk off. Close down. It's what you
I
always
you. Yeah.
do.
Yeah. Book a babysitter. Can't wait. It's a lot of luggage.
You can shut up, too. Just open the poo.
Morning, Gloria. Everything okay?
No. As normal, he won't talk. He never talks. He never lets me into what he's thinking, and I am so past caring.
No, no. I'm sure you'll work things out.
Even when he's here, he's not here. I won't even notice when he's gone.
Come on, we'll be late for work.
Fine. Just go. And don't think I'll come running after you this time.
You heard her. For God's sake, just go.
You know those anger management brochures we give prisoners, the before people?
I don't want to talk about it. What's the lemon smell? Are you seeing someone on the side?
No. Just air freshener.
Smells like a pimp's ride. Women. Is there no escape?
Now, I've been thinking about our rehabilitation and resettlement quarters. We've got to do something about the caseload.
Why can't you just leave me alone?
Just turn off your phone.
It's like being on tag.
You heard what Shuddy said. We'll lose the contract if we don't reduce the backlog.
House arrest. Worse than prison. No chance of parole.
The joys of the British countryside. Ring roads, mini roundabouts, traffic jams.
Ugh. How do you block a phone number?
That won't stop your caring, Frank.
Calcium's good for your teeth, isn't it?
So they say, yeah.
So is minding your own business. Oh, damn it, I've left my CDs behind.
Right, so, I think I've come up with a way we can hit our targets. Reduce the numbers on our list. I mean, a lot should be reclassified as high risk and passed back to the probation service. When take Aiden, for example, the ex-squaddy. He's a walking time bomb.
Can I crash at your place?
What, tonight?
Just a couple of days, until I find somewhere.
Sorry, Frank, no can do. I've got my mate Dan coming down.
Want to kip on your floor?
No, no, well, you're talking your sleep.
No, I don't. What do I talk about?
You really moving out?
I have to. Before I do something I regret. I get a wall of hate every day from Arun.
It can't be easy for a son to have a new man around.
She always takes his side when he's throwing shade. It just drives me... what's with this traffic?
Hell, there's other people. Especially in the rush hour.
Oh.
We're going to be late again.
What's the hold up now?
Water mains.
Do you know what? Screw this. I need fresh air.
What are you doing? Shuddy will give you a bollocking.
I'll be there before you at this rate.
How is other people?
How was the meeting with social services?
You mean I can't get a job unless I can get a flat? But I can't get a flat if I don't get a job. I'll lose my licence if I miss one session of probation. But you keep cancelling out the blue. It's driving me mad.
Hey, mate, could you do us a favour?
Like what?
Could you keep your voice down?
What's it to you?
All right, ladies, put your knitting down.
Who the hell are you?
I'm your worst nightmare. I'm your peer mentor who spent 30 years on two life sentences. So if you don't both get back in your booths, I'll ask the director if I can mentor you something rotten.
Shuddy?
Oh, just a minute. Look, there's no point referring anyone to the sex offender courses. The personality disorder unit hasn't appointed a psychologist yet.
This place does my head in.
Just get back to me when you've got something useful to say. Bye.
Have you been out there today? This kiosk reporting, it's a disgrace.
Just what I need. Another mansplaining smartass.
You can hear everything everyone says. No wonder the inspectors failed you.
They failed us, Frank. You're a key service provider, remember? And if you're not part of the solution, look at the report. 4 reoffences on Ithaca's list in the last 2 weeks alone.
Jeff and I are working on it.
That's a 20% failure rate.
I can read.
And don't talk to me about the literacy programme. If this CRC fails to hit its targets, you both lose your contracts too.
I need to talk about accommodation.
That's another issue. How many of your service users are ending up on the streets?
I was talking about me. Gloria's kicked me out.
Really? For good?
Right. You were right. It was quicker to walk. What did I miss?
It looks like Frank is joining the ranks of no fixed abode.
Won't help our resettlement figures.
Comedian.
Yeah, but as I was telling Frank, I've been thinking about our contractual targets. We should only be dealing with low to medium risk offenders, right? But go through the list and there's a percentage could be reclassified as high.
Oh, I get it. If you miss the target, move the goalpost.
Oh, it's not just about that.
If you think probation services are going to take any more referrals, think again. They're overloaded with sex offenders since Savile.
It's about protecting the public, reducing harm. Now, where's the fight? Here you go. Ah, yeah, right. Take Aidan Lavington, for example. Iraq war veteran, refuses to attend PTSD group sessions. Already breached his licence twice.
Well, I can't see any history of violence. Well, apart from the resisting arrest.
Remind me what he's in for?
Smuggling a Kalashnikov in from Iraq.
Nice hobby.
Had a call with his missus. Third home visit last weekend, prior to release on licence, they just argued all day.
Not a feeling.
And that night, he was raving, throwing stuff out the bedroom window, frightening the kids. She thinks he needs help but won't get it.
Hell is other people. But I can't see any threat to hurt himself or others.
Yeah, but not in so many words. But he was done for possession of a rifle. Probably still has access to firearms. And you know the stats about domestic violence with ex-squaddies.
Well, what do you want to do? Get his day release revoked?
Better safe than sorry. You can do less harm in the neck.
Oh, come on, Jeff. You know that's bullshit. Our whole business model is based on the opposite. Through the gate, remember? The longer Aidan stays in, the less likely he can ever get back to a normal life.
And what about the kids?
Oh, I'm sure they'll love the visits to Belmarsh.
Well, Jeff has a point. I mean, the least we should do is have another resettlement plan, just in case the couple break up. Where's Aidan doing his community payback?
Wildfowl Trust on the coast. Mm.
Frank, what are you doing this afternoon?
I've got 3 prison appraisals this morning. Then I was going to try and find a place to live.
I need a second opinion. The simplest thing would be to get Aidan to attend group therapy.
It's OK, I'll drive it.
No, I'll need you to go through the education and training plans.
But I haven't got a car.
Well, you can claim a cab. So, what are you waiting for?
There you go.
Gives another meaning to doing bird.
You scared them.
Sorry.
They ain't finished feeding.
I'm Frank Watt. We met at Belmarsh during screening. I'm from Ithaca.
Ithaca?
Through the Gate Project. Resettlement and rehabilitation. You've been dealing with my partner, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, good bloke. Very helpful.
Nice hazmat suit. Did they bite?
He said the young birds don't see my face, imprint me as a human. If they get emotionally attached to people, they won't breed with other cranes. They'll try to breed with us instead.
Got to get your kick somehow.
Hold on. Better get this down.
What is it?
Part of my job is to keep a note of all their behaviours.
How big are those wings?
Fully grown, nearly 2 metres. Great cranes are extinct in this country for almost 400 years, until this project.
And here they are, fighting together like they never left.
No, it's their mating ritual. The hormones are kicking in.
Just like humans. Can't tell if they're fighting or fornicating.
Better get a move on, don't want to be late again, if that's what you're worried about.
Nah, just a general chat. I just wanted to see how day release is going and to talk through your resettlement plan.
I don't need resettlement, I'm going back home.
Not if you keep breaking the terms of your licence, mate.
You mean the 2 lates? That was ridiculous. I was only half an hour behind getting back to the nick. I was kept waiting by the bank. Your colleague told me it would be all right.
Depends on the prison. Belmarsh is very strict. You got money problems?
Kind of. They suspended my account on conviction. I need to get my army back paying pension to look after Michelle and the kids.
Well, we can help with that, but you've got to give us something in return.
Hey, Jan, I'm off now. Shall I put a suit in the locker?
No, it's okay, I'll take it.
See you next week.
Why do you keep missing group therapy?
Because it's a waste of time. And I'm going to miss my bus. Is that what you want?
The support staff need to know how you're coping, if you're self-harming or depressed.
Depressed? I'm not depressed, I'm oppressed. You don't know what it's like to have your future in the hands of some bureaucrat. Ticking you off on one box, marking you down on another.
I was 30 years inside, mate. I know what it's like.
How long have you been out?
Nearly 2 years now.
Then you don't know how much worse it's got. The prison system is falling apart. There's no staff. You're banged up for 23 hours. Most lifers are dying. The kids are out of their mind on hooch or spice.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. War veteran with PTSD on a firearms charge. Can't you see why you're flagged? For all they know, you could have access to more weapons.
The Kalashnikov wasn't a weapon.
What was it? A souvenir? Present for the kids?
You could F off too.
That's the kind of attitude that'll get your license revoked. Don't let them get to you. Breathe now and scream later. Why not go to the group sessions?
It's a scam. You've been through the system. Most of the lags don't even know what PTSD means. I think it's like TV flashbacks to some kind of zombie movie. They make up all this stuff just to get out quicker.
Well, who wouldn't? To get out quicker?
The trauma isn't about flashbacks or violence. It's the feeling, how do I put it, that you failed. For all that, that you're helpless, hopeless.
Aiden, just play the game. Tick the boxes. Talk bullshit if you have to. Otherwise, they'll assume the worst and flag you for something like domestic violence.
Domestic violence? I'll come off it.
No, it's just a standard risk assessment.
Michelle and the kids are all I have left.
Calm down.
It's the only thing that keeps me going, getting home.
Then play the game. Do the sessions and get back home.
Woo! Bravo! Encore!
Rum and Coke and a lime and tonic, please.
Thank you for coming, everyone. We hope to be back this time next month. Thank you.
Thanks. That'll be £11.
Nice round figure.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Not intentionally, but now you come to mention it, I meant the £11. It's nighttime robbery.
Got to make these gigs pay somehow. Ticket sales won't.
Hey, Frank! This is a lovely surprise. Why didn't you tell me you were coming?
Last minute thing.
You like the new set?
Do you know what? You get better each time.
Oh, well, it's just a shame so few people turned up.
Nah, it's a Tuesday night. You'll make it. Keep the faith. Oh, I got you a lime and tonic.
Back on the rum and coke?
I've given up.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Let's celebrate you. Only a year ago, you were sleeping rough. Remember how you used to play me your tunes when we camped out by the river?
You didn't like them then, remember?
I came around. You turned your life round. And here we are. Here's to you.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, Frank. We've both come so far. You've got a full-time job. And now, guess what? Amazing news. I have got the money to record and produce the EP.
You're kidding.
Of course. Had to jack in the waitressing, but it was great to say sayonara to that arsehat manager.
What are you going to live on?
Well, the money will cover 3 months of my time as well as a studio.
Amazing. So you've got a record company behind you?
No. Doesn't happen like that these days. I've got an investor instead.
Oh. You finally found a rich hedge fund owner to marry?
What do you mean by that?
I was joking. I was just wondering who the investor is.
He doesn't want people to know, get the wrong idea.
You're the only one giving off the wrong idea.
It's my landlord, James. I told you about him. He's always wanted to get into live events. He's funding the whole thing.
The guy packing up the PA?
You should meet. I've told him about you. He's a bit wary, but...
What does he expect in return?
I don't know. A share of the profits? And he makes enough off all his buy-to-lets to let me off the rent as well, so...
Very generous. I better scoop.
Hold on. What happened with you and Gloria?
Who said anything happened?
I saw the bags. And you chatting up the barmaid.
Oh.
Well, don't try it on with me. What did you two argue about this time?
Doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't matter. I bet you can't even remember what the row was about. You'll patch it up. You always do. You're a great couple. But I guess you need somewhere to stay until things cool down.
I'll be fine.
Right. Give me your phone.
What?
Don't be such a baby. Thank you. Right. This is the website I used to get a place. It's the least I can do. You helped me out when I didn't have a home.
That's the difference. You needed help. I don't. I'll find somewhere to sleep without ending up in the street, like you.
Bye, Frank.
What the hell? It's like a jungle in here.
Oh, damn it! Oh.
Frank!
Put the baseball bat down, should he?
It's a croquet stick. What on earth are you doing in my greenhouse?
I'm a plant. What do you think?
Those were my prize orchids! And you've broken the stems.
I was going to crash here.
Oh, you crashed all right.
When did you turn your shed into... Kew Gardens. Sorry, sir.
Colin, I know. Just get out of here before you cause any more damage.
I rang the doorbell. I thought you were out.
I was doing my meditation and mindfulness training.
Sorry. I'll find somewhere else.
Too late. You've ruined my inner peace and spiritual tranquility by destroying my greenhouse and scaring me out of my wits. You might as well stay. This sofa bed is a bit old, but serviceable. There's bedding underneath.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Help me.
All right.
Oh, don't worry. I get it. Men. You won't talk about what's wrong, so you act out instead. Meanwhile, we always find a way to make men feel good, even when they're wrong.
Is that what mindfulness teaches you? To speak in kung fu riddles?
Right. If you're hungry or thirsty, you know where the kitchen is.
Yeah.
I'll wake you around 8. We can talk over the Aiden situation.
I think Jeff's exaggerating about him.
It can wait until the morning. Sleep hygiene. I want to go to bed with a clear mind.
My hunch is the ex-squaddy is not a threat to himself or his family.
Well, hunches aren't good enough, Frank. We'd better check in with his partner if there's a domestic situation.
He's old school army type. Just doesn't rate all the counselling and group therapy stuff.
Well, that really reassures me.
He seems pretty sorted and organised to me.
Yes, but that's just it. Ex-soldiers tend to be very disciplined, but that just ups the risk of self-harm or collateral damage. You know that 2,500 veterans were jailed last year? A quarter for sexual offences.
Jeez. I didn't. Why would that be?
Oh, strange. But they seem to go together. An instinct for self-preservation and hurting anyone who comes too close.
Sounds heartfelt. Is that why you bust up with your ex? Wasn't she a cop?
I wasn't talking about me, Frank.
I know. You were talking about me. That's why I got my retaliation in early. Just wondering, as a woman, if you were looking at rental sites and blokes were offering accommodation, saying money is not an issue, just want company and talk to friends with benefits, what would you think was on offer?
Prostitution?
Hmm.
Is this your new accommodation plan?
Got to come up with something.
Well, find another girlfriend. That's what you usually do. Look, don't blame yourself over Gloria. Amazing it lasted as long as it did. Impossible situation.
What do you mean, impossible?
Well, her dad, then the father of her son, both controlling, demeaning. It's sad to say, because she hasn't sorted it out, the closer you get to her, the more rage and distrust you get in return, anyway.
Hey, don't diss my missus.
Oh, so she's still your missus?
She's a good woman. A good mother, doing well despite the odds.
Well, I'm just sharing a friendly opinion.
What gives you the right? I'll give 0 Fs about your opinion. 0 Fs.
I get the message. Sweet dreams. So what really happened with this firearm?
Which firearm?
The Kalashnikov Aiden brought back from Iraq. It got very touchy when I talked about it being a trophy of war.
Oh, it was the opposite, if that makes sense. I don't know what you'd call it. An unlucky charm?
You'll have to explain.
Aiden wasn't in frontline combat. He was an engineer based in Basra. He was very proud of his job. And he was proudest of all about restoring the wetlands where the Marsh Arabs lived.
Marsh Arabs?
They were a whole group of people who lived in the marshland destroyed by Saddam.
Oh.
Aiden helped bring their homes back, reopen the waterways. And one of the local leaders of the Marsh Arabs was so thankful that they had a celebration for the Brits. He used his Kalashnikov as part of a gun salute, I think. Well, next thing, Aiden was told by his commanding officer to confiscate the weapon. The tribal leader pleaded with Aiden. He needed it to defend his family, but Aiden's commanding officer wouldn't be moved. They confiscated the weapon. 3 weeks later, the militias shot the tribal leader and both his sons.
That must have been traumatic.
Sorry. He hates being locked in.
I know the feeling.
Okay, come on.
The man I loved never came back from Iraq. Someone else came back in his place. Sorry, are you allergic to dogs?
Looks like it.
So how was it on Aiden's last home visit?
Like the previous two. It's supposed to be a matrimonial day release, but he wouldn't come to bed. And when I tried to persuade him, that's when he got angry, threw the stuff out of the window.
Oh, why do you think he did that?
I don't think he loves me anymore.
He wants to, but it's just not there. He can't express affection.
Well, if you're talking about making love, Michelle, that doesn't mean that he doesn't love you anymore. There could be a dozen reasons for it. You know, lack of exercise, prison diet, or just shame and low self-esteem.
I've tried to understand, but how long can I wait? And of course, I still care for him. He's a wonderful dad, but I'm only 32. I mean, I can't live like this. It's like being in a desert without water. Is it so wrong to... I need someone who can love me.
I spoke to Aidan yesterday. He lives and breathes for you and the family. You're the only thing keeping him going.
You think I don't know that? But I need a reason to live too.
Or someone to live for.
The spark has gone. We got married so young. People change.
Change what? Partner?
We'll review the terms of Aidan's release in light of what you've told us, but I'll also recommend he does a session on building better relationships.
It's too late.
Whatever your future domestic arrangements, Michelle, they're none of our business. But if Aidan is not going to live here when he comes out, we need to know. We'll have to come up with a new resettlement plan before his next release. No, don't get up. We'll let ourselves out.
Thank you. Just one thing. What's that perfume you're wearing, Michelle?
Sorry?
But it's such a lovely lemony smell. It brings back memories. What is it?
Well, Acqua di Parma. It's not a perfume, it's a cologne.
Honestly, what is wrong with you?
Can you catch hay fever?
I will never take you to another family assessment if you do that again.
Do what again?
The stuff with the perfume. Could you have been any more obvious?
What? You thought I was...
Hitting on her? You bet.
It's not her I'll be hitting on, I can assure you.
Sorry, Aunt Lima.
Been waiting here for ages.
I'm starving. You want a chip? Meal deal.
Heart attack packed by the look of it.
So, how'd it go? Meeting with Michelle?
Michelle Marbel. Nice smell. What air freshener this time?
Vanilla, why?
Instead of Acqua di Parma, her favourite cologne.
What are you talking about?
Don't give me that asterisk innocent face. Give me your...
Oi, what are you doing? Hey!
Last number dialed. 10 times in one day. I'll bet that's Michelle's. If I call it now...
No, give me my phone back. No, give us it.
The levels of muppetry here are epic. Ninja. You set Aidan up, didn't you? Told him it'd be fine to be late both times at the bank. What was the next scam he had in mind to keep him in prison? Fit him up with a SIM card or drugs?
Oh, you ought to cut down the methylated spirits, Frank. You battle your brain.
I rang Dan. He's not coming down this week. You lied. You couldn't put me up because you were boffing Aidan's wife, weren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
How about this? You saw a pretty wife and two young kids and thought, oh, I'll have that. The nice semi in the cul-de-sac. The family I never had. Yes, please. Now all I have to do is keep the husband in prison.
Oh, you're wrong. You got it so wrong.
Tell me what I've got wrong. Once a con man, always a con.
You don't understand. I didn't want this to happen. I love her. Something you've never experienced, something you'll never understand.
You call this love?
You don't know what it's like, do you? You don't have a clue. You can't stop thinking about someone when they're the first person you want to call when you wake up. Every time I see her, my heart jumps, and when she goes, the pain is... That is a line of barbed wire between our hearts unravelling.
You need help.
I know it's wrong. I know I'm making such a huge mess, but I wouldn't give her up. Not for the world.
How did it get to this? Why didn't you tell me? I'm supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah, maybe, but Gloria's right. You don't make it easy to open up about matters of the heart.
Look at the mess you're in. Can you blame me?
I don't know what to do, Frank. I just don't know what to do.
First thing we've got to do is tell Shuddy.
No, you can't do that. Not seriously. I'd lose everything. Michelle, the kids, my job. Don't do that.
You can't carry on supervising her husband's case.
All right, but don't tell Shuddy. I need some time to work things out, Frank. Yeah. I'll sort things out with Aidan, but promise you won't tell Shuddy.
If you want me to keep my mouth shut, you owe me. One bad turn deserves another.
What's this then?
An address. Flat to let. Drive there.
Nice area. Restaurants, coffee shops, deli.
Quinoa salad? What the hell's quinoa?
I think it's Latin American for guinea pig.
Oh, who the hell eats guinea pigs? That's just wrong.
Well, one thing's for sure, it's an upmarket area. Can you afford it?
The flat's not for me.
Then why have you got to do it?
I haven't. You have.
I don't need a new place to live. What's going on?
You're meeting a guy called James Ansell. He runs a load of buy-to-lets in this part of town. High-class places. He advertises on this website. Read.
Money is not an issue. I would prefer some company. There are some stipulations to the living arrangements. This would be a mutual benefit.
And this one?
Open-minded, naughty, sexy girl sort. Free rent paid in other methods. Send your pictures, age, name, maybe nationality. Room can be used to work from, like massage, etc. Or just to live. It's all the bills, the rent free.
Sex for rent.
It's not illegal, though, is it?
What? Is that all you can say?
Well, I mean, soliciting's illegal, but not paying for sex. If so, half the marriages in the world would be banned.
How would you feel if some landlord offered the same deal to Michelle? This is Charlotte's new landlord.
Oh.
He's offered a 3 months free rent and he's invested in her music deal.
Little Charlotte. She's only just got back on her feet.
That's why she's easy prey. I saw him last night at the club. He thinks he owns her.
Sick bastard. What do you want me to do with him?
Tell him you're the dad of one of the girls answering the ads on this website. Then warn him off.
How heavily do you want me to warn him off?
As heavy as needs be. But just don't let on it's anything to do with Charlotte. She mustn't know.
How big's this guy?
About 5'10". Only 11 stone, I guess. That he knows how to handle himself.
Bet that's his car. Porsche Boxster, slick bastard.
Better make myself scarce.
How do you know for sure, though, that these ads are from him?
They're on the same site. I specialise in these things.
Yeah, but it's not his name on the ads.
They all use aliases. You know what these types are like.
Hold on, Frank. Driver doesn't fit your description either. Big, 50s, balding.
False alarm.
Hey!
Oi, watch out!
Frank, is that you? James. Maybe you don't recognise me with the helmet. I saw you the other night at Charlotte's gig.
Oh, yeah.
I know how important you've been to her. So great how you support her work. What are you doing here?
This is my business partner, Jeff. He runs Ithaca with me.
Hey, Jeff.
Nice to meet you.
A small world. I'm supposed to be meeting a guy called Jeff Hoagland here. Don't tell me you're him.
Yeah. Small world. That's me.
You're looking for somewhere to rent?
Kind of. Truth is, though, I've actually got a place. This is for Frank.
Frank? Why didn't you say?
I know he's too proud to admit it, eh? Broken up with the ex.
Yeah, Charlotte did say something. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm more than happy to help. Do you want to look around?
Why ever not?
So, what does your company, Ithaca, do?
We'd come through the gate service. Helps with resettlement, retraining, rehabilitation of ex-offenders. Though we have to call them service users these days.
Management speak. How tiresome. But what does Ithaca stand for?
Intensive training, help and community activities. But it's also the home island of Ulysses, the Greek hero. You know, the Odyssey is all about him trying to get home.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, it's also the name of a US prison, which isn't quite as cute.
It's in need of a new lick of paint, but pretty spacious.
That's very airy. Nice view.
It's been empty for a while. The economic situation hasn't helped. So I'd be willing to reduce the rent a bit, especially for a friend of Charla's.
What else would you do for Charla?
I'd love the dimmer lights.
No doubt she told you. I'm investing in her EP. I think she has a real talent.
A real talent for what?
No, I think what Frank's trying to say is that you've been very generous.
Oh, not really. Quite selfish in some ways. It's been a pleasure.
Really? What kind of pleasure?
First, I really like Charlotte's music. She has a unique voice. Secondly, I think she can be a hit. It'll take time to build up a following. Mm. There are no easy bucks in music. But the key thing is live events.
Live events, eh?
I'm setting up a live music venue, selling some of the flats. Properties peaked, and I mean, service charges and block drains aren't that exciting after a while. I think people, especially young people, are investing in experiences.
I've had an interesting experience online.
Frank, I don't think that this is...
Have you seen these?
Oh, the rental website.
Have a read. Sex for rent ads, exploiting young girls. What do you make of that?
Yeah, despicable, isn't it? Creeps me out. Straight men with too much money and no conscience. I've complained to them, but my boyfriend tells me they're hosted in the US. Nothing can be done about it.
You're...
He works in web design. We pulled our ads last week. But why are you interested in it?
Due diligence, you know, background checks. We may be looking to resettle some of our service users in these places. You know, can't be too careful.
I understand. So, what do you think of the flat?
Okay, I'll hold the flat for a week or so. Let me know as soon as. And give Charlotte my love.
Right. Safe cycling.
What is wrong with you? He doesn't even advertise on the site anymore.
I made a mistake.
You said you saw him gloating over Charlotte, but he's a nice guy and he's gay.
Have you never made a mistake? You're Captain Perfect.
All the time, but I don't rope you into it. Why do you see sexual predators everywhere? Is this to do with you busting up from Gloria?
I was trying to protect Charlotte.
What, by losing her investor and getting her thrown out of the flat?
Can't be too careful. Walk a mile in my trainers, mate, and you'd understand.
Yeah, I do. They're more like hobnailed boots. But I know what's really driving you. You feel lost and lonely and in desperate need of a girlfriend. And you see everyone else has some sleazy motive.
Yeah, well, you know about sleazy motives, wouldn't you? Not going to take any lessons from you about that, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. Decided to sort things out man-to-man with Aiden tomorrow.
Bully for you. Now get off my back.
Yeah, well, you ought to try it too, mate. You never settle down with anyone if you can't live with yourself.
Space.
I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave the key.
You'll survive. Arun in?
No, DJ Knight.
I left some things behind. My CDs.
Come in, I've packed them ready.
It's the Prince CDs that really mean a lot to me. They held me together when I was inside.
I know.
There's a theory that Prince held the universe together, and that's why everything went to ratchet after he died.
I thought that was David Bowie.
Or Muhammad Ali. Or Robin Williams. Take your pick. There's got to be some party up in heaven now. Let's hope it's in hell, actually, because I'll stand a better chance on the door.
That why you do this?
Do what? Collect CDs?
Walk away? Hide? Because you're not worthy to be let in.
I was just making small talk, Gloria. Let's not start.
I let you in, Frank. The way I've let no one in since Arun's father. I deserve more than this.
Come on, Gloria. I warned you all that time what I was like. After 30 years inside, but you were so confident and arrogant, you thought, no, I can save him.
Well, at least you're not going with a it's not you, it's me line.
I never lied to you, Gloria.
And here we are again. You on the threshold, me holding you back. God, I am so not this person. Why do you make me this way, Frank?
I wasn't going to say this, but I'm not going to lie to you now. You can't hide behind a rune forever. You use your son as an excuse for everything. You let him ride roughshod. It's not good for you. It's not good for him. You should let him go.
He's 19. He can't afford to move out.
Even if he could, you wouldn't let him.
But what are you talking about? How dare you presume? Do you think I like arguing with him any more than I like fighting with you?
To be honest, yes.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I think it keeps you going. Taking the blame makes you feel wanted. Taking the blame makes all the sacrifices for Arun worthwhile, because otherwise your whole life until now would have been in vain.
You are so damaged, Frank. You think everyone thinks like you.
Just telling it as I see it.
You may not lie to me, but you lie to yourself.
Probably.
You take me to task for my parenting skills. And you won't even see your own daughter?
Good night, Gloria. Have a nice life.
careful. I've got to slit my own throat.
Not with an electric razor. And good morning to you too.
I'll never get used to these unisex washrooms.
Well, suck it up. The amount of mail I get in this new job. I get paper cuts every morning.
Snowflake.
Yeah. Small, unique and beautiful. So how was the hostel?
Terrible. Didn't get a wink. Although, I think I might have found a new place through Charla's landlord.
Well, hope it's got good soundproofing.
Do I really talk in my sleep?
I could hear you all the way downstairs the other night.
What was I talking about?
It's hard to make out. You mumble a lot. Did your mother lock you in a cupboard when you were a kid?
Used to hit me with a belt. I can't remember the cupboard. Why?
Bingo!
Is this supposed to be the bit when I drop the silent killer act and start becoming all open and articulate? Because I tell you, it ain't happening.
No, we've got the go-ahead for the florist project, working with the prison gardens. Flower delivery as part of a rehabilitation requirement.
So that's what the greenhouse is all about.
Early days yet, but it could mean I could get out of this nightmare. Now, outsourcing to private sector was supposed to make probation more efficient, but it's just paper pushing to hit targets. I hate it. Easy with the aftershave, you're making my eyes water.
You were right about Gloria. It's over. I saw her last night. I'm better living on my own.
I never said that, Frank. Don't use me as an excuse.
Yes, you did. You said we were both so damaged, it would never work.
I was trying to make you feel better. Actually, I thought your attempt to live with each other was good. I like Gloria.
In other words, I've done the right thing.
Now who's speaking in kung fu riddles?
I remember one of my last counselling sessions before parole, and this counsellor asked me to identify the good things in my life, and I joked. What? In order to sabotage them? Everyone laughed.
But you weren't joking.
I know myself. That's the only thing I can claim after 3 decades locked in a cell. There was this bloke I knew back in the late 70s. He used to hang around All Saints Road. He was into the mangrove club scene. Early Trustafarian, I guess. He wasn't that rich, though, really. Nice, middle class, North London kid. But to me, he had everything. Owned flat, pretty girlfriend, and an MG sports car. His pride and joy. He let me borrow it one day. I'd done a lot of petty crime by then, but no prison time, and guess what?
You stole the car.
Yep. Then wrote it off. Why do you think I did that?
To fill the emptiness. You had nothing. You wanted what he had.
You're missing the point. I wrote it off, remember? It didn't make me happy to have that car. What really made me happy was him not having it. See, that's why I want to live on my own.
Well, maybe you should move in with Jeff. You've got a lot in common.
Yeah, he's got his own plans.
If you mean moving in with Michelle, that's not going to happen.
How did you...
We monitor emails and contacts with service users. I'm going to meet Michelle and Aidan at the Wildfowl Reserve and sort this mess out somehow. Did you find Aidan a new place to live?
Just one small problem.
How small?
I'm lying. It's a big problem. Jeff's going to see Aidan there too.
What? How?
We want to just sort things out man to man.
Oh, that's going to be interesting to watch. Like a car crash. You'd better get dressed. They say he's working at the Hyde this morning. Just follow the signs.
Just promise me you won't sack Jeff for this. I won't be able to run the company without him.
Well, that's if Aidan hasn't beaten him to a pulp first. Oh, watch where you're treading.
Why?
Looks like a rare Beale kid.
Oh. This is ruining my trainers.
Oh, shh.
I knew I was helpless, unable to defend myself.
It wasn't a plan. We didn't mean it to happen.
I was locked away. You both cheated on me.
Oh, you're right. We both regret this.
Don't speak for me, Jeff. I'm sorry, but we've been cheating each other for years, Aidan. It wasn't working long before you went to prison.
I know. But I can change. I can go back to how I was. I could be the man you want me to be.
You don't understand.
No, it's my back.
Then you've got to give me a chance.
I shouldn't have gone behind your back.
Why don't you just leave us alone? Haven't you done enough already?
No, Aidan, it's not Jeff's fault. Stop making me into some kind of trophy you fight for.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are. Ever since we met as teenagers, you've put me on a pedestal. But it's boring up there, being worshipped and ignored, that occasionally brought back down for a little dusting. I'm a real person, with flaws, flesh and blood, and I wasn't happy. That's what I've realised since you've been inside. I wasn't happy. And even if Jeff disappears now, it won't solve anything.
You don't want me back?
I don't know.
not how we were.
Where am I going to live?
Oh, sorry to intervene.
Should I?
What are all these people doing here?
Good question, Frank. You promised.
We had a prior appointment to discuss your new resettlement plan.
Did you?
Yeah, and we found you a nice flat to rent, Aidan, in the town centre. Spacious, airy.
Just for the cooling off period while you sort things out.
I just want to go home.
It's just for a while, Aidan. While we work out what we're going to do. I'm not saying we can't get back together, but the past is over. We have to start again.
Okay. If that's what you want, let's try.
Well, I'll drive you both back. We can talk more about the future. And we're going to have a long talk about your future too, Jeff. I'll see you both later.
Yeah, I see it.
Life comes at you fast.
Mind telling me how Shuddy found out about me and Michelle?
Yes, I do. Mind, that is.
You promised not to snitch. Frank by name, but not by nature.
Takes one to know one.
Oh, what have I done? I've really screwed this up for everyone, haven't I?
I was looking forward to living in that flat, despite the guinea pig salad. What the hell is that?
A bittern, Aidan explained. Rare. It's kind of heron. The brown recluse, they call it. Lives on its own forever.
The days are getting shorter.
Birds are beginning to leave.
You'll find another bird. Plenty more fish in the sea.
I'm getting older, Frank. Michelle was my one last shot at happiness. I'll never find anyone like her again.
You said that the last time. Oh, come on, look on the bright side.
And what's that?
Well, if you're no longer boffing the wife, you can put me up at your place.
Has anyone ever told you you're an animal, Frank?
Aren't we all?
In part one of Day Release by Peter Jukes, Frank Watt was played by Lenny Henry. Jeff was played by Ralph Einson, Sharla by Carla Crome, and Shuddy by Devia Mir. Gloria was played by Adjua Ando, Aidan by Rupert Holiday Evans, Michelle by Kath Weir, and James by Clive Haywood. Other parts were played by Gary Duncan, Taylor Kovacevic-Ebong, Neil McCall, Isabella Inchbold, Abby Andrews, and Ellie Darvon. The director was Mary Peat.
Another Day Release drama tomorrow at the same time.